Allowing workers early emergency access to their superannuation because of COVID financial hardship has been a controversial federal government policy. Under the rules, workers are allowed to take out a maximum of $20,000 from their retirement savings. 2.3 million workers have applied to do that, and nearly $20 billion has been approved. But what are the long-term consequences? One of the country's biggest groups is Industry Superfunds, and Bernie Dean is its chief executive. Bernie Dean, good morning. The government is under pressure to freeze the compulsory super guarantee. It is due to go up next July. If that happens, can you tell us what the impacts will be on a 30-year-old man and a woman who earn an average income and who take out $20,000 from their accounts under the emergency access rules?
Yes, Sabra, this is a tragedy waiting to happen. If the Prime Minister lets these MPs have their way with super and we get a freeze in the super guarantee, those men and women who have taken superannuation out early on in their working life will suffer the big consequences. They'll be working into their mid-70s. Our research shows that on average, a couple that are earning average wages could lose up to $330,000 in their savings by the time they get to retirement. It's worse for younger people than what it is for older people. When it comes to males, we're talking about $180,000 less, or they'd have to work for an additional 6.5 years or into their mid-70s to make up that lost ground. For a woman, they'd have to work even longer. They'd be getting into their mid-70s and they'd have about $150,000 less in retirement.
What about workers draining their entire accounts? We've been hearing anecdotal stories about that. Have you got any calculations on that?
Our calculations suggest that nearly 500,000 Australians across all age groups could have wiped out their super completely. And the worrying thing is that the vast majority of those, about 400,000, are under the age of 35. And they've taken all of their money out. They're starting from zero and they'll never make that up again.
How have you come up with these numbers? Some might argue that this sounds like scaremongering.
Oh, Sabra, this is a pretty straightforward calculation using the amount of money that's actually been taken out. We're talking about over $15 billion taken out of the superannuation system in the last couple of months by a couple of million Australians. And then you've got the ABS data that shows what the demographics are of the people that are taking this money out. It's a pretty simple equation. We do know that it's younger people and people in those industries that have been hardest hit by the downturn that have been tapping into their super. There are those disturbing stories that do suggest that plenty of those people are actually tapping into their super when they might not actually qualify for the scheme.
Some argue that it's the workers' money, they should be allowed to access it. The scenarios that you've painted, the possible long-term consequences, have those consequences been made clear to workers?
I don't know whether in the heat of the moment the significance of upending the whole idea of superannuation and the preservation principle inside superannuation has been properly considered. You know, super's been going for 30 years now. We've got a lot of evidence about the way in which super interacts with wages and the fact is that I think other people have found that there's about $500 billion of money that's been generated for working people over the life of the system that wouldn't have been there if it hadn't been for the preservation principle.
When the economy returns to normal, what are the solutions to allow those workers to try and make catch-up contributions if they want to sort of rebuild their super accounts?
Well, the quickest way to rebuild a person's super account is for the government to stick with the schedule of increases in the super guarantee. They've been delayed once in 2014. Super's gone up less than 1% in 18 years. And in today's dollars, that 0.5% that we're looking at in mid-next year for employers to pay is the equivalent of about $8 per week for a full-time worker and about $3.5 to $4 a week for a part-time or casual. So these are not huge amounts of money for the benefit that they will deliver to people much later in their life.
The early access to super is supposed to be about financial hardship. Will people be asked to account for this money?
I think that we're seeing some actions now from the regulators and the ATO, just making sure that those people who do want to dip into their super think very carefully about two things. Firstly, whether they do qualify, and secondly, whether they actually need it. We have seen some disturbing stories and research about that money being used for gambling. We've seen spikes in gambling and other highly discretionary expenditure for which this scheme was never intended. We want to make sure that this money gets the people that actually need it as quickly as possible, and those ineligible claims can actually slow the system down and also undermine its credibility.
Bernie Dean, thanks for talking to AM.
Thanks, Sabra.
Bernie Dean is the CEO of Industry Super Funds.